Adam's been good enough to join us. Welcome and good morning, young man. What are we expecting at 9 o'clock?
Morning, boys. Sorry, I'm just right at the next to the school bell. It's not the, the signification that Ange Postecoglou is going to let us know what the hell is going on, although it feels like that in Australian football. Just with your 13 billion, why wouldn't you just buy a helicopter with it?
Well, it could be cheaper. The way our state government runs this joint, mate, that might be their next suggestion. What do you think is going to be the announcement?
Honestly, I've absolutely no clue. And that's not because I've totally ignored the situation over the last week. I've tried to find out, but this guy, Ange Postecoglou, if he does quit, he should go and play on the World Series of Poker because he would be that hard to read sitting across the table.
It's unusual, Adam, isn't it? Because, I mean, you're an ultimate insider, and usually by the time the announcement's made, those that are closest to it have got a pretty good understanding of what the announcement's going to be. So if you're still in the dark, then you're right. He's played a very nice hand.
Yeah, well, he's kind of kept everyone in the dark. He hasn't actually said that, it hasn't come from his mouth that, he wants to leave. That was a close source, in inverted commas, that Dave Davutovic reported in the Herald Sun after the Syria matches over a month ago. So he's actually never come out and confirmed nor deny it. So he's held this secret within for that period of time. So I guess in the leading up to it, if he's made his decision. Now, he was in Sydney yesterday for the FFA Cup final last night, so I can only suggest that he's met with Stephen Lowy, the chairman, and also David Gallup yesterday afternoon. Had some party pies, gone to the football, watched the FFA Cup final last night, slept on it and woken up and said, yep, we want to do this. The announcement that there would be a press conference only came through an hour and a half ago.
Well, I'm connected to the soccer world, and my man is telling me that Ange is staying. Francis Leach has also reported, SEN's own Francis Leach has also reported this morning that Ange is going to stay. So that would be great news, I would think, Adam, if that's the case.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm more along the lines of hope. I don't have any definitive answer, but I hope he stays. He got us to the World Cup. There's no reason to change in terms of there's nothing greatly wrong with the way the team's functioning, and there's nothing, no one out there that springs to mind that you'd be able to install tomorrow as the replacement, a bit like Ange was when Holger Osiek had those horrible results 4 years ago, 6-0, 6-0 against Brazil and France, and Ange was basically waiting in the wings, and he was the number one candidate, and you could see that they could just slide him in there straight away. That's not the case now. So hopefully he does take them. The players like working under him. They've formulated this plan about how they want to play, and they've structured themselves accordingly over the past 6 months or so. It would be more of a hindrance than a help if he walked away, put it that way.
Well, we'll find out very shortly. Adam, love your work, mate. We appreciate you jumping on the line this morning.
Cheers, boys. Enjoy the traffic.